Well, the last time there hasn't been an incumbent running was 1986. Mind you, it's only been since 1970 that incumbents have been eligible to succeed themselves. And so Amendment 282 to the Alabama State Constitution, which was ratified in 1968, made it possible for governors and other constitutional officers to run for reelection. So we really don't have a long record of incumbency affecting the governor's race.
Bob Riley, of course, is entering the final year of his second term as governor. For the GOP candidates, is there a natural heir to Riley, or is there someone that's casting themselves in the Riley mold?
I like the way you put that. I mean, it seems as though they're this is just an impression, but it seems as though the Byrne candidacy is trying to shape itself as the heir to the Riley mantle.
And this is Bradley Byrne, the former president of the two-year college system.
That's right. It seems like Bradley Byrne is trying to assume the mantle of the Riley administration and is adopting a set of policies in his platform that represent in many ways a continuation of at least some of the same themes that Riley has addressed. There's some indication that, you know, perhaps if Riley were to try to anoint someone, that he would be more likely to sort of toss the baton in Byrne's direction than anyone else's. There was a meeting a few weeks ago where he, you know, introduced the candidates and talked about the hallmarks of his administration, and they identified essentially the same 3 points that Byrne used to introduce the hallmarks of his campaign. You know, without endorsing him, it seems like that, you know, he's getting as close as he can without actually endorsing a candidate.
For the Democrats, is there a Riley factor also?
Well, I think the Riley governorship has been extraordinarily popular, and I wouldn't say that there is a lot of room for Democrats to try to, you know, refute his policies. They might try to amplify policies. I mean, he's proposed a number of reforms, you know, some of which are recognized as being generally beneficial. Some of his reforms might be seen as, you know, representing his conservative values or not being so universally appreciated. But I think a lot of people on both sides of the aisle see the governor as someone who has I've been serious in terms of, you know, making positive steps towards reform, although they might disagree about the particular reforms he's chosen to champion or whether he's gone far enough or if by choosing some issues he's neglected some others, right? So, you know, it's not that there's no room for criticism. It's that he's sort of staked out territory that makes it difficult for people to be too highly critical of him.
Is there a candidate, though, that's offering a grand vision for Alabama and what their governorship can be rather than just offering specific policy proposals on one thing or another?
First, I should say that it's early days in terms of the campaign, that the candidates have a long way to go in terms of shaping and honing their platforms, and some of them are trying to do that, to offer a grander vision with more or less success. And so on the Republican side, both Byrne and James have sort of found ways to encapsulate their collection of positions. And so Byrne's, you know, has the three E's, ethics, economics, and education. And James has the common sense solution. On the Democratic side, Sparks has a clear territory that he has laid out in terms of the regulation taxation of gambling as a way to raise revenue to support education. But then his agenda is relatively limited compared to the ideas that some of the other candidates, particularly Byrne and then Davis, have articulated. And Davis has the grandest vision of all, and he's trying to sort of create a new hope for Alabama. It's almost Obama-esque, although I think that he hasn't quite found his footing, but I think over the course of the campaign we'll see him develop the sort of large and hopeful theme for a new Alabama even more and become a more articulate spokesman for that position.